Today we're going to be learning Megillah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, as we're about halfway through the Masechta and our march toward finishing Maseches Megillah in time for Purim. We left off in the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at the words, the quote from the pasuk: "L'chulam nasan l'ish chalifos malos l'vinyamin nasan chamesh chalifos." The pasuk says in the beginning, again, the last word of the second to last line of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that when Yosef HaTzadik finally revealed his identity to his brothers, he gave everybody clothing, but Binyamin he gave 5 changes of clothing. So Efshar Davashin Starbo, also Tzadiki Kashalbo, could it be that the very thing that he suffered from, favoritism, unwarranted favoritism that Yaakov showed him, he's going to do the same thing to his brother? That he knows that the one who suffers the most from having a favorite child is the favorite child, because it creates jealousy and everyone hates him. So why is he doing this to Binyamin? Damar Rav Bar Mechas, Yamar Rav Chaim Bar Guri, Yamar Rav, Bishvil Mishkal, Shnei Sloim Milas, on account of the weight of 2 sloim of nice wool that Shehosef Yaakov LiYosef Mishar Achiv, that Yaakov gave to Yosef above and beyond what he gave the other brothers, Niskalgal Davriyadur Avasein LeMitzrayim. That's what caused everyone to have to go down to Mitzrayim at the end of the day. That's what caused the Golus Mitzrayim. So Yosef is now going to make the same mistake by giving Binyamin extra clothing. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Ramazlo. No, Yosef was trying to hint to Binyamin. Shasid Bein Latzeis Mimenu, that a child is going to emerge from Binyamin, from his descendants, Sheyetzim Lefnei HaMelech, B'chamisha Levushim Malchus, who's going to go out in front of the king with 5 special royal garments. Shenemar Mordechai Yatzu B'Levush Malchus Tcheles, and it goes on V'ar Gaman, and it lists 5 types of clothing. So it was all a reference to Mordechai, the Yemini, Mordechai, the descendant of Binyamin, who's one day going to wear the five special royal garments. So main point number 1, Yosef added 5 changes of clothing to Binyamin as a remez to Mordechai, who will descend from him. Again, Yosef added 5 changes of clothing for Binyamin as a remez to Mordechai, who's one day going to descend from him. So the Gemara goes on, Vayipal al tzavarei Binyamin achiv. Yosef falls on Binyamin's neck and he cries, Kamet tzavarin havalei Binyamin. Well, how many necks does Binyamin have? It says tzavarei, as if his necks in plural. Most people only have 1 neck. So Amar Reb Lazar, Bacha al shnei mikdashim shatsidin lios bechelkos shel Binyamin vasidin lecharev. He cried about not 2 necks, but it was on 1 neck of Binyamin, crying about 2 things, about the 2 batei mikdash that are going to be built in Binyamin's chelik of Eretz Yisrael and are one day going to be destroyed. Ubinyamin bacha al tzavarav, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. Bacha al mishkan shilo shatsid lios bechelkos shel Yosef vasid lecharev. He cried over the mishkan that was going to be built in Yosef's chelik, and one day was going to be destroyed. So main point number 2, when Yosef and Binyamin cried, it was over the Batei Migdash and Mishkan that would one day be destroyed. When Yosef and Binyamin cried, it was over the Batei Migdash and Mishkan that would one day be destroyed. And we go on. You see the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Lahem. Yosef is telling the other brothers, Keshem Shein Belibi Al Binyamin Achi Shloi B'Mechirasi Kachin Belibi Aleichem Kifi Amadaber Aleichem Kain Libi Kifi Kain Libi. Yosef was telling the other brothers, just like I have no tainas, I have no problems, I have no beef with Binyamin. He wasn't involved in my sale at all. The same is the way I feel about you. I have no problems against you, no tainas against you, nothing. My heart and exactly what I'm telling you right now, the words are coming straight from the heart. I'm not lying, I'm not misrepresenting my feelings. I really feel nothing negative toward you, my brothers. That's what Yosef tells his brothers. Ulaviv shalach kazos, and to his father he sent the following message. Asara chamorim nosim mituv Mitzrayim. There were 10 donkeys that were carrying the best of what Mitzrayim had to offer. My mituv Mitzrayim. What does it mean, the best of Mitzrayim? Omer Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. There's Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes again. Omer Rabbi Lazar. Shalach lo yayin yashon shadasakedim noche menu. He sent him some old aged wine because old people like aged wine. So let's see further. Even though Yosef told his brothers that he has no problems with them, and but still, after Yaakov died, they were afraid that Yosef was finally going to seek revenge against them. So his brothers went and threw themselves in front of him. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Binyamin Bar Yefes again, says the name of Lazar, that's what people always say, Tala bi'idnei sagadai. When the fox has his time, you better bow to him, because when it's his special time, when he's being matzliach, you have to watch out for him. You got to bow to him and be kafaf to him. To Allah, is why Yosef is a fox. Maybe Tzurusim Achle. Why is he any worse than his brothers that we're going to compare him to a fox compared to his brothers? We should say is Vayishtachu Yisrael Rosh Hamita, when Yaakov bowed toward the head of the bed, Amar Rabbi Miriam Bar Yafes Amar Blazer Talabi Inei Sagadai. When the fox has his hour, you have to bow to him. Normally Yaakov wouldn't bow to his son Yosef, but since Yosef was a king, so he had that political power, so Yaakov bowed to him. But Yosef sees that his brothers are very afraid and that he's going to seek revenge. Vayinachim Osamei Davar Libam. So Yosef calms him down. He comforts them. Amar Rabbi Miriam Bar Yafes Amar Blazer. There's Rabbi Miriam Bar Yafes Amar Blazer again. Malami Charmalem Dvarim Shem Skablan Alev. He was telling them things that would reassure them. Just like 10 candles can't extinguish one light, how can one light extinguish 10 lights? I can never harm you, I can never hurt you. So main point number 3, Yosef comforted his brothers in 3 ways, by saying Ein belibi aleichem, I have nothing in my heart against you, by saying Kifi kein libi, I'm speaking to you directly from the heart, I'm not lying to you, and by saying that one candle would never extinguish 10 candles. Those are the 3 ways Yosef comforted his brothers. The Pasuk tells us in the Megillah, the Jews had light and happiness and joy and honor, all these great things. Amar Rav Yehuda, what are these things referring to? Ora zu Torah. Ora is a reference to the Jewish people having Torah. V'cheinu amar kinar mitzvah v'torah ar. That's why the Pasuk says, Torah ar. Simcha is a Yom Tov. When we say we have Simcha, that's a reference to Yom Tov. V'cheinu amar v'samachta. Bechagecha, we use the word simcha in association with the chag. Sason zumila, when we say sason, that's a reference to brismila. V'cheinomer sasanochi alim rasecha, that we rejoice over the word of the brismila. V'ikar elu tefillin. V'ikar refers to tefillin. V'cheinomer v'ro kalam eretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yarem imecha. That about the tefillin, it says that all the nations of the world are going to see that Hashem's name is on us, and they're going to be terrified of us. V'tanya rablozer gadolomer elu tefillin shabrosh. That's referring to the tefillin shabrosh. They're always going to be afraid of our tefillin shabrosh. Notice it says shabirosh. They say from the ground, not al harosh, not on the head, but shabirosh, when a person internalizes in his head the message of the tefillin. That's what's going to strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. Not when it's just on the outside, something that we happen to physically do. So main point number 4, Ora refers to Torah, Simcha to Yom Tov, Sason to Bris Milah, Yikar to Tefillin. Now the Megillah lists the 10 sons of Haman's of Haman who were hanged on the gallows. Ves Parshandasa v'chulei Asaris b'nei Haman. So Amar Rav Odu d'min Yafo, Rav Ada d'min Yafo says Asaris b'nei Haman v'Asaris Tzarech l'mimrinu v'neshima achas. The names of the actual 10 sons of Haman and the word Asaris need to all be said in a single breath. When you hear the Megillah, that's the way they say it. My time, why? Kulabadi adali nafkanish masai, because they all died at the same time. Amr b'yochanan vav devaizasa sarich lemintucha b'zekifa. The vav of the word, the name vaizasa, should be elongated. Kumordai delivros, like a pole that's used by people in libros. My time, kulu b'chad zekifa zekifa, because all of them were hanged on one pole. It was one above the other, so that's why we elongate that vav to symbolize the pole that they were hanged on. So this is already getting into the different styles of writing things in certain spaces. You know, we have Az Yashir, it's written in a different way than the rest of the Torah. So the Aseres B'nei Haman is written a little differently. Amr v'chanina bar papa, Dorish Rabbi Shila ish kfar tamrasa, kol ashiros kula nichtavos ariach al gabi levena. All songs, shiros in the Torah, like Az Yashir, like Shiros Hazinu, all shiros are written ariach al gabi levena, where you have a half brick. It refers to a broken line where you have half of the only half the normal amount of writing that you would have on a line, even less than that actually, a half brick above a whole brick, a wider section of writing, ulevein al gabei areach, and a wider section of writing on top of a narrower section of writing, chutz mishirazu malchei Kanaan, except for over here in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua when it lists the 31 kings in Eretz Kanaan when the Jewish people came in, shariach la gabei areach ulevein al gabei levena, where the construction of the way the Aseres B'nei Haman works, if you've ever seen it inside the Megillah, is the names are one on top of the other, and that's the longer section, and then The S is in the left column, is one on top of the other. So everything that's is on top of something that's exactly the same size as it. My timer, why is it constructed in that way? Shalote tkuma lamapalasan, to indicate that they're never going to be revived, they're never going to recover from their downfall. They fell and they're gone, and it's just like a building that's built in a high tower with no support, with no bracing, is very very flimsy and could easily fall down. So that's symbolic of the Aseres Bnei Haman. So main point number five, there are two types of shiros, two types of styles of shira, of writing shira. The shira is, again, whenever you have breaks in the line. There's ariach agabe levena, when it's constructed well, with half brick on top of a whole brick on top of half brick, etc. And then there's, like the Aseres Bnei Haman, where it's ariach agabe ariach, levena agabe levena, to indicate that it will be a quick downfall. The king said to Esther in Shushan, the capital, the Jewish people have killed so many people. We see that a malach came and hit Achashverosh on the mouth, so he couldn't continue to say bad things about the Jewish people. When Esther appeared in front of the king, he said with a letter that the evil plot of Haman against the Jewish people should not work out. Amar, why does it say that Amar, he said, Amrami Baile, it should have said that she said, it was Esther who appeared to Achashverosh and asked him to get rid of Haman's decree. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amra lo ye Amar bapeh, mashakasa basefer. That what happened was, this isn't actually part of the story. This is the Megillah talking to us. And the Megillah is saying that the Megillah should be said from what's written in an actual parchment on an actual sefer. Just so, which means that you got to read the Megillah from a klaf. You're not allowed to just say the Megillah by heart. Says the Gemara further, we're going to discuss the next pasuk, Divrei Shalom v'Emes, words of peace and truth were sent out to the whole Malchus. Amar Rabbi Tanchum v'Amar Amar Rabbi Yossi, Milamit Shetzricha Sirtut. You see that the Megillah requires Sirtut, important concept, Sirtut. Sirtut means that you have to scratch the lines into the parchment before writing out the words. Ka'amita shel Torah, just like a Torah, just like in the Sefer Torah, you need Sirtut. So that's the special thing that we need by the Megillah. Umamar Esther Kayim, and Esther's words were Mekuyim, they were fulfilled. And Maimar Esther in Divrei Atzamos Lo, does that mean only Esther's words helped the miracle, but the fasting that we spoke about before didn't? So one would imagine that all the fasting the Jewish people did also helped. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Atzamos Umaimar Esther Kayim Divrei Purim Eila. It was the fasting and the words of Esther that caused Purim to work out so well. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah Lemelech Achashverosh. Mordechai Yehudi was the second in command to Achashverosh. V'gadol Yehudim Ratzei L'Rov Echav. He was great amongst the Jewish people, and he was very popular amongst most of the people. L'Rov Echav V'lo L'Chol Echav. You see that he was only popular amongst most of the people. Not everyone loved Mordechai. M'lamit Shapir Shemenu Mitzah Sanhedrin. So we see some of the people from the Sanhedrin stayed away from Mordechai. They were not so happy with Mordechai because they didn't like the fact that Mordechai took a position in the government. Why is he working in the government? He's a Talmud Chacham. He should be learning Torah. The fact that he went to the government turned a lot of them off, and some of his colleagues in the Sanhedrin didn't want to have what to do with him. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Meatzolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is even greater than saving a life. Demei Karachash V'Leil Mordechai Basar Dalid. Originally, Mordechai is listed by the pasuk after four other Talmid Chachamul B'Sof Basar Chamisha. But at the end of the Purim story, where you think, look, he's a hero, he saved the whole Jewish people, now he's listed after five other people. That tells you that that there's nothing greater than just being a Talmud Chacham. Even saving the whole Jewish people, learning Torah is that valuable. Meikar Ksiv, Asher Bohem, Zubavel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Sroya, Ra'alia, Mordechai, Bilshan. Originally it says those who came with Zerubbabel were Yeshua, Nechemia, Sariah, Ravloya, and then Mordechai Bilshan is number five. Ulebesov Ksiv, and then it says Habayim Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Azariah, Ra'amia, Nachmani, Mordechai Bilshan. So we have five names before Mordechai. Mordechai is only number six. So then the Gemara just tells us all a little bit about Talmud Torah. Amar Rabbi Tamar Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosim Bin Beis HaMikdash. Learning Torah is more important than building the Beis HaMikdash. Calls Matcha Baruch Ben Ariyakayam, As long as Baruch ben Neriah, Ezra's Rebbe, was still alive, Ezra didn't leave him to go to Eretz Yisrael, because learning Torah is so important that it's worth not going to Eretz Yisrael and building the Beis HaMikdash for. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Mikibet Aveim. Talmud Torah is even more important than honoring your parents. Shekolos and Shalom Shoy, Yaakov Avinu Beveis, Eiver Lo Nenash. For all the time that Yaakov Avinu spent in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eiver, he wasn't punished, even though he wasn't honoring his parents during that time. Because we learned in the Gemara, Lama Nimnu Shnosov Shal Yishmael, Kedei Liyachis Ben Shnosov Shal Yaakov. Why does the Torah have to tell us how long Yishmael lived for? Just to be able to figure out how old Yaakov was. We're told that Yishmael lived for 137 years. So that's going to help us calculate. How's it going to help us calculate? Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Avram ben Shmonim shana v'sheish shana b'led es Hagar es Yishmael Avram. Avram was 86 years old when Hagar gave birth to Yishmael. Uksiv Avram ben Ma'ashan v'vavalod Yitzchak. But Avram was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. So you see that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Uksiv Yitzchak ben Shishim shana b'led es. So some say Yitzchak was 60 years old when his twins were born, when Yaakov and Esav were born. Bar Kama Havi Yishmael Gesalid Yaakov. So how old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? Yishmael Bar Shivim Bar Bo was 14 years older than Yitzchak, so he was 74. Kama Paishim Mishnei. So how many years were left in Yishmael's life to still live by the time Yaakov was born? Shiti Nutlas, 63 more years. So you see that when Yishmael died, Yaakov was 63 years old. So we see that Yaakov was 63 years old. And the Gemara is going to have a brisa that proves that he was 63 years old when he got the bracha from Yitzchak. This is actually going to go on for a little bit, so maybe we'll stop here. But main point number, whatever number we're up to, on the bottom of Daf Tezayin and Beis, Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and honoring one's parents. Again, Talmud Torah is so great, it's greater than saving lives, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and honoring one's parents. Okay, we will stop there.